Welcome to the Daryl Perry Podcast. We are going to talk about the difference between being broken and wounded. As an individual, as a person, you are not broken. You absolutely are wounded. And depending on the circumstances you've been through, the circumstances you're in, the circumstances that you're about to go through, those wounds could be pretty deep. The thing about wounds, though, is they can heal. They can heal with proper outlets. So in cases like this, we're talking about professional help like therapy and counseling. We're talking about having a solid support group, whether that is a family, a spouse, a significant other, close friends, you know, people that you can lean on, and also being able to work through things on your own. And when you put all that stuff together, also time. It's interesting that people, you know, you'll hear this thing, this really, really common saying that time heals all things. And I don't think that's necessarily true. I think we have to be able to work through things and process them and have, again, the proper channels to do so. But when we're talking about this here, because you hear a lot, you know, people will say that they're broken, or what leads to this? Why do people think they're broken? Many times they'll have individuals in their life or groups of people in their life, and then there will be this label on them as they go through life that they are a broken person. And that's heartbreaking to hear, because you've got this person going through, and we all have the labels that have been put on us throughout life, right? Like, we all have our stuff that people have said. But in this particular case, we're talking about people saying that you're broken. Think about that. Think about that. Think of something that is broken. Think of a dish on the counter. Think of you know, like a your child's toy or whatever. Like, it's broken. It isn't either it's not going to be able to be fixed, or when it's fixed, it's not going to be able to come back whole. And that's a very important point to make. And this is a very important difference between broken and wounded, because when wounds heal, yes, there's probably going to be scars. There's going to be memories. There's going to be things left, but it doesn't mean that what's there isn't going to be what it was. The person there isn't going to be the person that they were before. They're going to be something better. So if you fix something that's broken, there's usually a really good chance it's not going to be back to what it was before. The goal would be to get it back to the way it was before it broke. In this case, what has wounded you, when you work through it, when you take your time, when you're honest with yourself, when you lean on those that are closest to you, again, your support group of professional and personal help, what's going to be coming through the other side of that, oftentimes, is going to be much better. You're going to be a stronger person as you work through this stuff. But the first thing that has to happen is you have to get rid of this label of being a broken person. You are not broken. And for anyone that has told you throughout your life that you are, I'm sorry to hear that. Because for you, again, we all have these labels that we carry. And going through life where people have labeled you as a broken person is sad, and it's not fair to you, because you're not. See, you have the opportunity as you're listening to this to decide, you know what? I'm not broken. I got a lot of stuff that I've dealt with. I got a lot of stuff that I'm dealing with. I'm wounded. But I can heal. That's all you really need right now is to say, you know what? I can heal, and I'm not broken. Now, we talk about the stuff of working through it. Again, if you have the proper support and you're using the proper structures, you can heal, and it is going to take time. I don't think time alone, though, just by itself, is necessarily going to heal things. Because, see, a lot of times, and this is all of us too, right? Like, what happens when time goes by? If you're not working on healing things, or you think that you're broken and that you're a lost cause. Those emotions don't go away. You just don't deal with them. And if you don't deal with them, they intensify until they bubble up and, you know, come out in some way that's probably not going to be productive, right? But all I'm asking for you right now, if you're somebody that thinks you're broken, you think you're a lost cause, you think you can't really seem to get things together, is I just want you to believe that you're not broken, that you're wounded, and that you can heal. And with the effort on your side and time, you're going to come through this on the other side, and you're most likely going to be stronger. You never were a broken person. You just carry the wounds and the scars from the life that you've lived. And nobody can tell you who you are as you're going through your life. That is for you to decide. And this is a decision that you get to make today, of just believing that you're not broken. That's the first step. You may not believe it for long. You might say it and be like, yeah, I kind of believe this. And then like it goes away. But you are where you are right now. I don't know the narrative that's been put into your head that you've reinforced because it's, you know, what you've known, what seems like normal, right? I don't know that. And that's a tough thing when, you know, because I do podcasts like this, I'm still coming out with, it's information and like, and perspective, and perspective usually, right? Like this is my spin on stuff. You're not going to confuse anything I say with qualified medical advice, right? You're not, totally not. You shouldn't, don't. Seek, you know, make sure that you talk to a qualified mental health professional, which I love therapy, by the way, and counseling. I'm in therapy once a week right now, and actually moving to once every other week. So, but I believe in it. I think it's a very useful tool, and I think you know, for things like this, it's very helpful. So you know, but I mean, I don't know your story. So it's not like I can come on here and say, hey, you know what? You're not broken. Go about your day. It's not like that. You have to really believe within yourself that you're not a lost cause and that this isn't just the way that you are. How you are today is not how you're destined to be. That's the cool thing. There's a lot of things in life we don't have control over. You know, those outside circumstances, that's what we call them, outside circumstances. But there is a lot of things, including the story that we're telling ourselves in our own head about ourselves, that we do have a lot of say on. Say in, right? Yeah. That's all. I mean, that's really what I want for you. I want you to realize that you are not broken. You're wounded and that you can heal. That's the absolute main message of this episode. Now, it is for you to realize that you're not broken and that through proper channels and time, you can not only heal from what it is that you're working through and people telling you that you're broken and you feeling like you're broken, even though you're not, you can actually come out of this stronger, better. We're not trying to get you back to where you were before, you know, the stuff. We're trying to get the stuff for you to work through it and then actually come through this in a better place. So that's the main message of this episode. But let's talk about those people that have put this label on you. Somehow, some way, you thought you were broken. Somebody told you you were broken. Here's the interesting thing about people. We all have our stuff, right? We all have baggage. We all have wounds. We all have stuff that we're hurting from. And the problem is whoever has told you that you're broken is wounded themselves. The problem with that is they may never have sought out any kind of way of actually dealing with this. Now, on the super, super high, super duper high level, which again is what you're going to get from me on this podcast, what that seems like to me is, if this is something that's generational, if we're talking about, you know, family and such, we're talking about like, it really literally could have been anybody from childhood or anybody that's like a generation or so older than you that you came into contact with, that somehow you viewed as an authority or a leader in your life. When those people start saying and putting labels on you that you're broken or that you're less than, things like that, those things tend to stick, unfortunately. And the thing is that person is hurting themselves. And depending on, if you're in the same age range I am, if you're in your mid-30s into your mid-40s, into your 40s or whatever, because I've talked to a lot of folks in this range. And when we grew up and the adults that were around us, this whole thing about mental health and feelings and emotions and expressing yourself and, letting them out and not bottling them up, instead of bottling them up, was not widely accepted. You held things in. It was a sign of strength, which is complete bullshit, by the way. I was going to try to go an entire episode without cussing, but sorry. Michelle, if the kids are in the car, I'm sorry. but it just wasn't the way that things were done back then. It's not an excuse. It's the way that it was. But the good thing is that's not how things are now. You can take all the stuff that's been put into you and you can deal with it in a healthy, structured way that's going to allow you to release this stuff, this heavy stuff that's been on you. And it's, which brings us to the whole thing of like, you know, the people that put these labels and things on you, like, do you forgive them? Do you go from a point of view of trying to understand where they're coming from, at least? Which is probably much deeper than what we're going to get into here, than what we're going to get into on this particular episode. I will say, in a lot of cases, I try to understand where somebody's coming from. I'm not perfect on it, but, you know, if somebody has said or done something towards me, I mean, you try to understand. I think you do try to understand. It's up to you, case by, and everything is case by case, but then you take that and then case by case, you decide if you're going to forgive or what that's going to look like. So that is that's the message here. It's been a while since I've done a podcast episode. How do we wrap these things up? Oh, yes. So if there's anyone else that you can think of while you're listening to this and be like, hey, you know what? This person could really benefit from listening to this. This person, they're also not broken, by the way. This is something that I think they might need to hear. I ask that, please share the episode with them, regardless of where you listen to it. So if you're listening to it on Apple, you can do that. If you're listening to it on Spotify, you can do that. Wherever it is that you are listening to your podcast, you can share this episode. If you like what you hear here, I ask you to please go ahead and subscribe, whichever platform you're listening on. And there's an entire archive of episodes that you can go through. A lot of stuff on mindset. A lot of the previous episodes were on health and fitness. I am making a concerted effort to change the focus of this particular podcast to mostly mindset, mental health, self-esteem, men's mental health, especially. This is going to be a main focus of this podcast moving forward. I will also talk a little bit about my experiences being an adult living with a physical disability, how that impacts self-esteem and confidence and all that stuff as well. Still kind of putting some stuff together. I do have if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you know that there's quite a few, But I do still have the Your Level Fitness podcast. So if I do want to start putting some fitness stuff out that I can, I will. Also, the When It Clicks podcast, Amber and I still are doing that. We just haven't been able to get together and actually do an episode, but we will be doing that at some point. So, but yeah, I've restructured a lot of the stuff that I'm doing and kind of what my focus is, and really a big push on men's mental health and self-esteem and confidence. And that was always the stuff with health and fitness. I looked at health and fitness as a very specific part of somebody's life where they could develop structure and consistency and start to feel confident in their abilities. And that the hope was, is that being confident in that area would, yes, transfer into other areas, which it absolutely does, but also give them that confidence in themselves. And that's actually what got me hooked in the fitness industry in the first place, is when I worked at a gym in college and you would have people come in and they weren't really sure of themselves. You know, maybe they hadn't worked out in a while or they hadn't really, you know, been in a gym at all. And like they were very kind of timid and very down on themselves. But after a relatively short amount of time, we're talking a matter of weeks, they'd start coming in and they'd be making eye contact and they had a little extra pep in their step. And you know, seeing that is what really got me hooked as far as wanting to be in the fitness industry. I mean, you know, working out was always something that I did because it was more or less kind of a physical therapy / rehab type thing that was going to keep me, you know, with my CP, it's use it or lose it, basically. If I don't work out for a while, I can feel it. So I always did that. But then when I saw the piece of it that really helped develop the confidence in others, after it had also helped develop some confidence for me growing up, I was hooked with it. Now, as I have spent years on the internet trying to get a message out around consistency and building a better relationship with yourself and taking your time and looking at this big picture, there's a lot of noise in the fitness space. And while I think I can absolutely use that particular industry, niche, whatever you want to call it, to get this, build a better relationship with yourself, you know, have confidence in yourself, realize that you are the absolute shit, cussing again, that there's another way of doing it. Let's be more direct about it. And the focus on mental health and men's mental health is because I've had so many conversations with guys in my age range that are like, we never express this stuff. And we're trying to now, because I mean, you know, it's all a cycle. And so many of the guys that I talk to, I mean, are also dads. And so they've got their kids and they don't, like, they want to, they're trying to figure out as adult men how to handle and express their emotions in ways where we really weren't taught in a structured way in most cases how to do that. So they're trying to figure out how to handle their own emotions while also building this into their kids, which it's hard to do. So, but yeah, so that's kind of where things are going with the podcast and the content in general. I am starting to post more stuff again on social media as well. So this is an underlying message. This is something that I really, really want to focus on. So yeah, we'll see where things go. I think as far as, it's funny, like I'll see things on my feed on either TikTok or Instagram. These quotes, man, these quotes about like motivation and discipline, and that's a thing, and development and fitness. Everybody loves the word discipline, and it's just like, it is overused. It is definitely something you have to have, but it is, wow. I love that one. But anyway, so I see these quotes. So a lot of like, I think a lot of what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be asking you guys, probably in my story, like, do you want this as a podcast episode or do you want me to do a video on it? Because they're just things that I see that I'm like, oh, I got a point of view on this. And it's not, I mean, you know, the wonderful thing about all this stuff is that you're listening to my podcast, you watch videos, you read my posts or whatever. Like, this is just my perspective. You don't have to agree with me. And as a matter of fact, like, don't agree with me. Like, you know, challenge what I say, but then go figure out kind of like your own way. And not necessarily to like debate things back and forth. I'll debate with people. I don't spend a lot of time on it, honestly, because like in most cases, I just look at it, especially when you're putting information out, you know, through podcast or through social media or whatever, like it's my point of view. And if you disagree with it, that's fine. But I'm, you know, the only way people ever change their mind is really by coming to conclusions on their own. So all I can do is provide my thoughts and opinions on things. And there's plenty of things that especially from, because we all have our points of view. There's things that, you know, aren't going to jive with what I say, with how you think. And there's going to be things that I'm wrong with, that I'm wrong on. As a matter of fact, if you go back and listen to some of the podcast archive, I'm sure there's things that I've changed my point of view with over time. But kind of the cool thing on having, all those episodes going back to 2018, is that you kind of get a better picture of like kind of how messaging evolves and how thought process evolves and stuff. So, but anyway, it's all there for your listening pleasure. I did notice that Apple now has it to where you can go back and listen to all the old episodes. Apple used to just have it to where you could listen to like 300. That's so cute. 300 podcast episodes. That's like, whatever. That's like, I don't know. That's like 6 months worth of stuff. No. That'd be way more than an episode a day. Anyway, at this point, I'm just rambling and I'm thinking out loud. So I'm sorry, but I apologize. I thank you for listening. If you have topic ideas, definitely let me know. On Instagram, I am at Daryl T. Perry. That's DarylTPerry. There is a Your Level Fitness account as well. So you can message me there. But honestly, like, you know, Instagram is probably going to be the easiest place. You can always text me. That is 859-208-2334. I haven't said that in a while. I was afraid I was going to forget the number. But yeah, so if you haven't already, please go ahead and subscribe. If you found this episode helpful for you and you want to share it with others, please do that either publicly or the fact that you can copy a link and just share it in like a text or a social media message. Like you can do that too. So, but anyway, thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.